Welcome back to the postgame show here at Royal LePage Place, now joined by assistant coach of the Vipers, Kevin Kraus. And Kevin, good start for your team. First 20 minutes, it looked like they were able to shake off what is a pretty awkward start time. Good breakfast, Mark said. Good start through the first 20 minutes. You get rewarded with a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, I thought that was probably the greatest thing we did tonight was our start. Our first 20 minutes were good. We were getting pucks deep. We're getting shots on this goalie and traffic in front. And, you know, we just couldn't sustain that throughout the whole game.
We've talked about it before that power plays are going to happen in games. You're going to take penalties, but it kills momentum. And right now this team's having trouble capitalizing on the penalty kill. Like, kill off the penalties. They can't turn it around and turn it into any offensive momentum. Do you have any maybe reason for that? Is there anything that you're noticing?
We just have to find ways to keep our composure. I mean, we can't control the refs, whether it's offside or icings or penalties. You know, there's no point in losing your mind on them, and then, you know, the whole team just follows suit. And, you know, we just have to find it as a group, find some composure when things start going the wrong way. And, you know, at times we're good, and at times we just kind of start freaking out and start worrying about what the referees are doing, and we start worrying about playing hockey. And, you know, this game is a hockey game. It's you know, the refs have a say in it, but at the same time, we can't control what they're going to do. We just have to, if they call a bad penalty, we got to kill it off. We can't worry about it.
You're still in a good shape after two, though. You kill off a good chunk of those penalties. And, I mean, 20 shots against, but Andrew Shortridge was really good. What did you like about your team's penalty kill through that middle frame?
Oh, they didn't get a lot of chances. I mean, there was a couple of times, I think, in the second period, they had a few cross-crease passes that we were able to take away, but that was about the greatest scoring chances they had. I mean, the goal that they got on the power play, kind of a block shot, broken play. But, you know, I thought Andrew played well tonight, and I thought defensively we played a lot better. You know, a bad mistake to, you know, a one-on-three, basically, that we let them take advantage of, and they scored a goal on, and that's the difference of the game.
What do you see in a play like that? Is it just a matter of youth right now at this point in the game, with what's at stake and then the fact that your team needs points? Is it just a matter of maybe youth and inexperience that's kind of catching up with them at times?
I wouldn't say it's youth. I mean, the guy who had the puck on his stick is a veteran player, and, you know, they had one forechecker, we had three guys back, and we try and make the hardest play on the ice, and, you know, this late in the year, game 52, that's a play that we don't need to be making. All we have to do is go DZ and we're out of the zone, but, you know, we want to force a play to make it look pretty, and tonight, unfortunately, it ended up in the back of our net at the end of the shift.
How do you prepare for essentially the same thing, same atmosphere, which seemed like from up here it was pretty loud, expecting more of the same tomorrow at home? You guys played well at home. How do you guys prepare for this one, and then what's sort of the game plan heading into tomorrow?
I just think we have to focus on having the same start and just keep it going. You know, no matter what happens during the game, whether it's a goal against or a penalty or a bad icing or a bad offside, just keep focused. Stay on task and keep going for the final 2 points. That's our goal. We can't get off page here tomorrow and let the refs dictate the way the game's going to go.
Kevin, thanks for your time.
Thank you.